Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is the city, Chicago. It was very cold. I was working the early morning shift. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Don't we, Lieutenant?
We do. Pardon me if I huddle here in my heavy coat. Really cold out there.
I'm told that you have a bit of a food history lesson for us this morning as well.
I went to a place called Hot Chai, you know, C-H-I, like Chicago, at 100 West 87th Street for some Nashville hot chicken. And while I was looking up, you know, Nashville hot chicken, because it's exploded around the country, these Nashville hot chicken places, I found a story of how it supposedly originated. I don't know if this is apocryphal or what, but it was supposedly invented by a guy named Thornton Prince III, and he was kind of a womanizer, and he stayed out too late one night, and his girlfriend at the time got mad, and so when she made him chicken the next day, she made it really, really hot, and instead of getting upset, he really liked it, and then decided to start a restaurant, and that's how it. That's how Nashville Hot Chicken began.
That sounds good to me. That works. But shouldn't there be some chicken places with his name on it?
There is, and it's down in Nashville, the Prince's Hot Chicken Shack.
All right. Well, then it's probably not an apocryphal story, and this is certainly a good weekend for something hot.
Yeah, it is. And you know, it's funny. I was telling Control Room Joe right before we went on that this was recommended by a listener in the 815 by text. And I went down there. The first time I went down there, I was kind of on a schedule, so I just went in there. I ordered some chicken tenders, and I left, and I was eating them in the car on the way home. And I was like, really? I got ticked off because it was so good, and I was really surprised that it was so good that I really wish I would have ordered more that time. So.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, and you got sauce all over your white lieutenant's supervisor police shirt.
No, I didn't, because it's interesting. I don't know if this is all Nashville hot chicken, because before I haven't had it where it's as the chicken tenders that I had this time, they're deep fried with breaded, and they dip them into the butter and barbecue sauce, and it was not drippy. It was very clingy. I mean, I got it on my fingers, obviously, but I did not drip it all over myself. And
all right, so you can eat it in the car.
You can eat it in the car, and it was just fantastic. They really did a good job. I mean, it was, you know, a lot of times when you get chicken tenders, you get those little hard pieces and stuff, but this was cooked all the way through perfectly, and it was really good. So I went and had a sandwich later.
Hot Chai, C-H-I, 100 West 87th in Chicago.
Yeah, they have a dish called Popeyes Ain't, and then it's a bad word, S-H, starts with S-H. And it's a chicken thigh sandwich on these great buns, and they have this this sort of hot mayo, harissa. I think it's pronounced harissa mayo, and it's a house made sort of spicy mayo, which is really good.
Is this mostly a takeout place?
It's mostly a takeout place. They have a couple of tables. They obviously have room for more tables, but with the vaccination stuff, it's almost like the people that were sitting at the tables were like me waiting for their order, and then they got up and left, so I didn't see anybody actually eating there. But they do have tables there. And they also make this, Marianne's, if she's listening, is going to get mad at me because I'm probably going to mispronounce this, the corn elote.
Matt, that's it.
Oh, okay. All right. And it's the roasted corn on the cob. They put that harissa mayo on it. It's a little spicy, and the cheese powder on it. And it's I don't know about you. I used to get them all the time on the south side and west side in Pilsen. They used to have the carts in the summertime. They probably still do. I just haven't been down there in a while.
Yeah, I love that. And I get that corn off the cob at White Sox Park.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know they had it there. But, yeah, so that was really good, too.
Yep. And do you have fries with it?
Yeah, they have the crinkly cut fries. So it's kind of a there's kind of a throwback to, like, remember when we were kids, we used to make them in the that's the kind of fries you would bring home and make in the oven. But these are really good. They weren't that way, but you don't see crinkly fries too much anymore.
No, you don't. Okay, so once again, Hot Shy, 100 West 87th in Chicago, and that was a suggestion from a listener. You said,
yeah, from a listener in the 815 area code. That's down in 87th Street is down in the 6th District. It's kind of a sketchy neighborhood, but it's right off the Dan Ryan. So it's you know, so you know, and it's in a big mall, so you're kind of around a lot of people, so it's not bad.
Yeah, and if you know, you're worried about that, just call the lieutenant. He'll drive you in the squad car.
As long as you buy.
If you've got a suggestion, by the way, you can email Lieutenant Haynes directly, beatcopsguide@gmail.com, beatcopsguide@gmail.com. It's our Friday food feature with Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department, author of the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. The lieutenant brought us some gluten-free donuts this morning. You've been on a health kick lately, haven't you?
Well, you know, it's January. Everybody's still doing their New Year's resolutions, and you know, Nashville hot chicken notwithstanding. You know, if you have that meal, you want to have a dessert that's a little bit more healthy, and you know, so gluten-free bakeries are few and far between, but they're starting to get much more recipes and starting to take off. And
you want me to get a police officer to give you directions? Are you okay?
All right, damn it, went nuts. All right, 5035 West Montrose, up in the 16th District. There's a Mindful Baking just opened up a few weeks ago. They're a new location, and Diane Mejia, who's the owner, I talked to her this past week, and she was just finishing pastry school at the Culinary Institute, and found out that she was, you know, gluten intolerant, severely intolerant. Yeah, imagine that. So, you know, I love these stories where you take the obstacle, you take the problem, and you turn it into an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And so she started experimenting with different gluten free recipes and came up with some really good stuff. So I brought in some brownies, and they have blonde brownies and chocolate and cookie dough brownies. And that was her first real big thing where people started really enjoying it. Now, I also brought in some donuts that she had, gluten-free donuts and gluten-free cupcakes.
How did those gluten-free donuts go over at the police station? Did the guys like that?
Yeah, well, you know what? A lot of guys do. You'd be surprised. A lot, you know, especially the young guys, they're on a health kick all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the women must appreciate, you know, the foods that sort of are conscious of one's diet.
Well, you would think, but yeah, I don't.
You would
really
think.
I don't ask specifically. You know, that would sound a little misogynistic. I say, hey, women, you like these?
Yeah. So what else did you sample? And this is a takeout place, isn't it?
Yeah, this is all takeout. It's a very tiny little place. It used to be Lulu's Italian Ice place. Right, it's right off of Milwaukee and Montrose, and there's a Bocce Pizza's right next door. So this is, you know, you get the big giant piece of pizza. You might want to get something healthy next door.
Yeah, really.
But yeah, it's a takeout place. Very tiny. You go in there, you order it. You can order from there, and they also have a kitchen in Ravenswood that you can order and pick up from there too.
And, you know, Marianne has made pizza with this gluten-free dough. Do they sell that as well?
They do have some pizza crust. Yeah, they have pizza crust and some other make it. They have breakfast patties that are made out of cauliflower. And
yeah, cauliflower is big now.
Yeah, I've had pizza crust made out of cauliflower that actually works real well. You can buy the crust and then make your own pizza. And it's not bad at all. You'd be surprised at all this gluten-free stuff that is starting to come along. It's tastes very good. The texture is sometimes a little different. One of these cupcakes my daughter had was the carrot one, and she said it had the consistency of one of those doughy cookies. So it's a little bit thicker than a cakey cupcake, but it still tastes very good. The brownies are unbelievable. They're fantastic. So
Mindful Baking, 5035 West Montrose.
I see Andy Mazur in the control room look eyeing the brownies. So
we'll get the news on here at the top of the hour from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Let's get to the food and restaurant news first, Lieutenant.
Yeah, we talked about this last, well, you and I talked about it off the air last week, and I wanted to follow up. And Jimmy Banos is back, our old friend. I talked to him this week, and he's doing a limited menu at Heaven on 7 for takeout. So they can't, you can't dine in. But if you go to his Instagram and his Facebook page, which is his Instagram is at Jimmy Banos, or Facebook is at Heaven on 7, every week he posts a menu of what he's going to be cooking this weekend, and you order it and pick it up on Friday or Saturday. So this week he's going gumbo crazy with Yeah, and he's
gumbo. Got, yeah, it's gumbo
all,
weather.
Yeah, all his different kinds of gumbo, and he's making jalapeno cheddar cornbread, and it's you can buy it by the half gallon for like $80 of different types of gumbo. And yep. It comes with all the fixings and stuff. So,
I think you pick it up at the Purple Pig on Michigan Avenue, but you go to his Instagram, which is at Jimmy Banos, B-A-N-N-O-S, or Facebook, as you mentioned, at Heaven on 7, and 7 spelled out. What else is going on?
Well, and also I wanted to mention he's going to be cooking for the Super Bowl and for Mardi Gras. So,
perfect.
Coming up. The polar bear plunge isn't really not a food thing, but the polar bear plunge is coming back to North Avenue Beach, and I was wondering if you do it, I'll do it to raise money for needy Chicago families.
You should definitely do that, Lieutenant.
I was at it. I've never jumped in the water, but I was at one a few years ago, and Lady Gaga showed up unannounced. So that
I remember that. Well, the way I help the community is through publicizing worthy endeavors, and I'm happy to do that. Count me in.
And a new law took effect this week that plastic utensils are not automatically added to any of your food orders. So if you're out and you want some forks and knives, you have to ask for them now. They're not just going to give them to you.
Lieutenant David Haynes, all I can say is whenever I eat Nashville chicken now, I'll be thinking about old Thornton, the womanizer, and his girlfriend.
That's right.
Thanks to you. Have a good weekend. See you next Friday.
Hey, let's be careful out here.